A Japanese and a Canadian scientist have won this year's Nobel Prize for Physics for making a discovery that changes our current understanding of the universe by looking at some of its tiniest components. More than a decade ago, Takaki Kajita and Arthur MacDonald discovered that the elusive subatomic particles called neutrinos actually have mass. Years after their finding, the pair's finally been recognised, as Mandy Sammy reports.
Japanese scientist Takaki Kajita is one of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. He had some unusual thank yous in his acceptance speech.
Of course, I would like to thank neutrinos. And then, of course, this neutrino, which I have been researching, is created by cosmic rays. So I would like to thank cosmic rays. This research isn't something that is immediately useful. If you phrase it nicely, it expands the horizons of the knowledge of humankind. I am really glad that the Nobel Committee has shined the spotlight on such kinds of pure science.
That's a sentiment also expressed by the other winner of this year's prize, Canadian scientist Arthur MacDonald.
We, of course, are very satisfied that we have been able to add to the world's knowledge of physics at a very fundamental level.
So what exactly is a neutrino? Basically, it's a subatomic particle that travels almost at the speed of light and passes through almost anything without effect. In fact, billions of neutrinos are passing through your body right now. But neutrinos rarely interact with anything else, making them very difficult to study. So the discovery that neutrinos have a mass, however small, is remarkable. Associate Professor Nicole Bell is a Doctor of Physics at the University of Melbourne.
So the first evidence we've had that there are cracks in the standard theory, that it's not the ultimate theory, that there really must be something beyond what we know, is the existence of neutrino mass. It's really one of the most solid pieces of evidence that we don't know everything yet and there's still things out there to be discovered.
Professor Ray Volkas is the director of the Melbourne node of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Particle Physics. He says the discovery will have implications for years to come.
The discovery is very significant because it proves that there's something very fundamental we don't understand about elementary particles and hence about the fundamental structure of matter in the universe. What they discovered is that a class of elementary particles called neutrinos, which are these sort of ghostly particles that hardly interact with anything, which were thought to have precisely zero mass in the standard theory of particle physics, actually must have some small but non-zero masses. And this means that the standard model of particle physics has to be extended to incorporate that. And that could have far-reaching implications.
How does it affect our understanding of the universe?
Well, the precise mechanism by which neutrinos would gain mass, so you can't just put mass by hand into the theory. There has to be a mechanism by which they get mass. That mechanism is unknown, and it can have all sorts of implications depending upon what it exactly is, and there are many possibilities. For example, there's one rather popular mechanism for generating neutrino masses that would also explain why the universe is full of matter and not an equal mixture of matter and antimatter. So it can even relate to things as big as, the type of matter that we see in cosmology.
How big is this in terms of understanding our place in the universe?
Well, the fact that the standard theory has to be extended in order to incorporate these discoveries can have far-reaching implications from areas such as cosmology, to astrophysics and so on. It depends on exactly how neutrinos get their masses, what the physics of that is. That's unknown. And there's an experimental program, a big experimental program around the world now to measure the properties of neutrinos more precisely and try to pin down exactly what's going on. The fact that there's very little antimatter in the universe is really one of the fundamental facts of cosmology. And it's rather mysterious and maybe as we discover more about neutrinos, we'll find a way to actually understand a very big thing about the nature of the universe as a whole.
Knowledge for knowledge's sake. Professor Ray Volkas from the ARC Centre of Excellence for Particle Physics, ending Mandy Sammy's report.